For Older Kids, Right Hand Man by Angela M. Smith, based on a true story. Now that Corey was in middle school, he thought primary was for little kids. Show forth good examples. Alma chapter 17, verse 11. Corey stared at the clock in the primary room. When will this be over? He wondered. Now that Corey was in middle school, primary didn't seem as fun anymore. He knew all the scripture stories and the answers to all the questions. He thought the games and songs were for little kids. Corey slumped in his chair. Then he remembered something he wanted to ask Austin about his new computer game. "I need your help on this one level," he whispered. Sister Evans tapped Corey on his shoulder. "Please sing," she said. Corey waited for Sister Evans to look away and then finished talking to Austin. On the drive home from church, Mom asked, "How was primary?" "Fine," Corey said. He didn't remember much about it. "Sister Evans asked me if she could come over for a visit tomorrow after school," Mom said. Corey swallowed hard. Okay. The next day at school, Corey worried about what Sister Evans would say. "She probably wants to remind me that I shouldn't talk during primary," he thought. That afternoon, Corey was playing his new game when the doorbell rang. He looked up to see Mom inviting Sister Evans in. "Hi, Corey," Sister Evans said. She sat down and got right to the point. "How can I help make primary a place you want to be?" Corey started to say he liked primary fine, but it seemed like Sister Evans wanted to hear what he really thought. So he told her everything, how he knew all the stories and how the games and songs were for younger kids. "I think I understand," Sister Evans said. "You've been in primary a long time. Sometimes when we do the same things over again, it can seem boring." Corey nodded. "Well," Sister Evans said, "I don't want primary to be boring. I brought a scripture to share with you. I think it might help." Sister Evans opened her scriptures. "This was written by the Apostle Paul," she said. "See if you can tell what he's talking about." Then she read, "But now are they many members, yet but one body. And the eye cannot say unto the hand, I have no need of thee, nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. Now ye are the body of Christ, and members in particular." 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 20 through 21 and verse 27. Corey asked, "When it says members, is that like members of the church?" "Exactly," Sister Evans said. "Just like every part of the body is important, every person is needed at church. In primary, you can be like one of those hands that Paul wrote about, a helping hand." "But I don't teach the lesson or lead the songs," Corey said. "But when you answer questions, it helps others learn," Sister Evans said. "And when you sing your best, the younger children feel more confident." "I'll try," Corey said. "Maybe you can call me your right-hand man," he said, smiling. On Sunday, Corey felt more excited to go to primary than he had for a long time. He answered questions, and he tried to sing well so that the younger kids could hear the words. Later, Sister Evans pointed to a boy in the Sunbeam class who was crying. "Would you mind sitting by Stephen today?" Sister Evans asked Corey. Corey sat next to Stephen and helped him sing the songs. When Corey folded his arms for the prayer, Stephen did too. On the way home, Corey felt a little more grown up. He had always known he was important to Heavenly Father, but now that he was a right-hand man in primary, he knew he was also an important part of Heavenly Father's church. Sidebar: with baptism, we become part of the body of Christ. Each of us has a role to play. Each of us is important. Elder L. Tom Perry of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. End of the story, Right Hand Man, by Angela M. Smith.
A Day in the Life of a Missionary. Hello, we're missionaries. We have a special calling to help Heavenly Father's children understand who He is and how we can return to live with Him. We're called full-time missionaries because every day our time is full of missionary work. When the alarm goes off at 6:30 a.m., we kneel next to our beds and pray to Heavenly Father. Then we exercise. Sometimes we stretch or jump rope. Then it's time to clean up, get dressed, and eat breakfast. At 8 o'clock, we're ready to study. We study the Scriptures, preach my gospel, and sometimes another language. It's like going to school, but the Holy Ghost is our teacher. There are a lot of things we need to do today. Do the schedule activity on the next page, and you'll discover what Heavenly Father gives us for protection. Note, you may need some assistance with this activity. Help us put our schedule in order by finding the activity that should happen at each of the times below. The following are the activities: meeting with ward leaders, dinner, visit Olivia, teach Losden family, visit Raymond, teach Frederick family, teach Alex, contact referral. The following are the times to match up with: 1 p.m., 2:30 p.m., 3:30 p.m., 6 p.m., 5 p.m., 6:30 p.m., 7:30 p.m., and 8:30 p.m. At 1 o'clock, we teach Alex. He has a break from his college classes at 1 p.m. We visit Raymond. He is in the hospital, and visiting hours start at 2:30 p.m. Contact a referral. A member wants us to meet his friend. They live near the hospital, so we can go after visiting Raymond. At 5 p.m., we usually eat our dinner. 6 p.m., we can visit Olivia. She lives by the Frederick family, so we can stop by right before their appointment. At 6:30 p.m., we can teach the Frederick family. They're all home at 6:30. At 7:30 p.m., the meeting with ward leaders. This meeting is at the church at 7:30 p.m. And then at 8:30 p.m., we can teach the Losden family. They live on the same street as the church, so we can go by right after our meeting. What protects missionaries? The armor of God. End of A Day in the Life of a Missionary. End of the section for older kids.